This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Jeremy Hobson is normally the host of the broadcast at this hour, but Jeremy is in Manhattan. The flooding and power outages from Superstorm Sandy have brought the city to an unprecedented shutdown. Nonetheless, he made it this hour to our Marketplace Bureau in New York, where the electricity and our audio lines are evidently still working. Jeremy, it's good to hear from you.
Hi, Jeff.
I guess I can't think of a better question than, what's it like?
You know, it's really weird. It's like one of those apocalyptic movies. You're walking down the streets of one of the biggest cities in the world, and there's almost nobody around. You see a lot of emergency vehicles. There are trees down, large trees, tree branches down on the streets, a lot of damage to many businesses. You hear sirens, and then occasionally another huge gust of wind. And last night, it was just these unbelievable winds blowing through the city and presumably causing all kinds of damage around the area.
We're talking, of course, so much about the water that has rushed into New York with that 14-foot storm surge. When you look at the damage being wrought by that, how serious a blow do you think it's going to be?
You know, we've seen pictures of some of the places that have been hardest hit by the water. You look at places like Red Hook in Brooklyn. There have been some photos of some really bad flooding there down in Battery Park City and the lower end of Manhattan. I saw with my own eyes on 20th Street on the east side of Manhattan last night before the power went out, water rushing up the street almost to First Avenue. So there's obviously been some significant flooding. The big concern for authorities last night was that it would seep into the subways and that salt water is really bad for those subways, which could keep them closed even longer. They're, of course, still closed right now.
You made it into our bureau there in New York.
Right.
Are people able to move around, and are any businesses trying to make a go of it today?
You know, I didn't see any businesses open in the part of town where the power is out. Those businesses are closed. However, up here north of 39th Street, there are some businesses that are open, although I did see one woman putting up a sign on the front door of her business that said, "No bread, no breakfast." So if that's what you were looking for, I'm sorry.
And you have no subways, tunnels, ways in and out of Manhattan still closed. Can people get around?
Well, I don't think that there are many people trying to get around right now. You see the occasional person walking around. I think a lot of people are walking their dogs or just going to take a look at what things are like this morning. But I don't think there's going to be a significant commute to work in the financial sector or any other sector in New York City this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Glad for the update. Thanks,
Jeff.